Okay, open up your Bible to Psalm 147. And this is our final study, our 69th and final study in the book of Psalms. Psalm 147, verse 1. And Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for he is gracious. And a song of praise is seemly. Praising God is the intelligent thing to do. You know, it doesn't take a genius to understand that it is fitting to praise the one who made you. And since our Creator happens to be good from every angle that you could possibly look at him, that's twice as much reason to praise him. 2. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He restores those who repent, in other words. He brings them back to the place of blessing and fellowship with him. That's why he brought back Israel after they had suffered for their sin. Because he restores the brokenhearted. He's not interested in holding a grudge. He is just. His justice must be satisfied. But after it is, he restores. 4. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Amazing. God's knowledge is precise, and it is without limit. There isn't a number in our vocabulary big enough to describe how many stars there are. And God made them all. And he numbered them all. Not only that, he named them all. Sometimes you hear the advertisement, you know, name a star after your loved one. It'll be registered in the National Star Registry or whatever it's called. Sorry, man. God beat you to it. He's already named it. He owns it, and he named it. You can name it if you want to, but it's not real. Doesn't mean anything. 5. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. He has understanding. His understanding is beyond measure. God knows everything about everything. Past, present, and future. He even knows how the different scenarios would have worked out if things would have been even slightly different. He knows, for example, what would have happened in America and in the world if President Kennedy would not have been shot in 1963. He knows. He knows what would have been if things would have been even slightly different. That's how knowledgeable God is. 6. The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. He casts the wicked to the ground. God can control all the stars, which is why it's no problem for him to control all people either. He gives people the free will, but he makes sure that those who choose evil pay in the long run. 7. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God upon the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass to grow upon the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens which cry. You know, more often than not, God provides for all his creatures through his providence. In other words, just through the natural order of things. Except on those rare occasions when he does a miracle. He supplies everyone, everything that they need through the natural order of things, which his providence oversees in a sovereign way. That to me is even a bigger miracle than a miracle. 10. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man, but the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, and those who hope in his steadfast love. The symbols of strength and power that impress people do not impress God. You know, whether it's a strong horse or the roar of a NASCAR engine, it doesn't impress God. God notices that which demonstrates spiritual strength, namely when people put their trust in him through Jesus Christ. When one has faith in God's word, through Jesus Christ, Their spirit sounds like a NASCAR engine to God. That's what he notices. You got faith in Jesus? You believe his word? You're like a roaring NASCAR engine to God. 12. It says, praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your sons within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. Israel is instructed to praise God for the security and the peace and the prosperity God has given them. And you know what? When one does not thank God for these things, they soon forget that God is the source. And therefore, turn those things that God has given them for blessing and for their enjoyment. When people forget that God is the source of those things, they turn those things into idols. 15. He sends forth his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He casts forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends forth his wind and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. God's commands have a powerful effect on creation, as we see from these verses. You know, God has more than the Ten Commandments. He commands creation all the time, and it responds immediately. 19. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and ordinances to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his ordinances. Praise the Lord. God sends his word to creation, just as he sent it to Israel through Moses. See, it's the same operation. Israel was really unique because they had the word of God. And the church is also unique because God has given us his word, which reveals his will. How blessed we are to have his word, which reveals his will. And that's the way God wanted to do it. You know, if all God wanted was a succession of actions in line with his perfect will, he would have made us holy robots. But he wanted something more than that. Instead, he gives us his word, in which he encourages us to trust Christ and develop a relationship with him through faith, and then obey as a result of that. That's what he's looking for. He's not looking for a robotic obedience. He's looking for a relationship that results in obedience out of love. Praise the Lord. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. And so under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the writer calls on everything above the earth to praise God. And of course, the stars and the planets cannot speak, and they do not reason. Nevertheless, they owe their existence to God. 5. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. The heathens among the Jews worship the heavenly objects, the stars, the sun, the moon, the planets. Here, God is saying, no, you ought to worship me. Just as the objects they worship should worship me. He's saying, you ought to worship me, just like those objects you worship should worship me. God made all the heavenly hosts, and he will keep them right where he wants them to be for as long as he wants them there. He is in charge of them. They are not to be worshipped. 7. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters, and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind, fulfilling his commands. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children. And so in addition to the sun, moon, stars, you know, the heathen also worshiped many animals and even parts of the earth itself, like mountains and hills. And God says, no, worship me. Everything owes its existence to me, and I'm the only one that should be worshipped. It's good to appreciate everything God has made and to honor it for how it showcases the power and wisdom of its Creator, but everything, including these things that some people worship, owe their very existence to the one and only true God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of mankind. 13. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord. God takes pleasure in everything he has created. Remember, when he finished, he said that it was all good. But God takes special pleasure in his people, his saints, the people who the Bible says are close to his heart. And that's at least in part because we serve him out of a desire to please him, because of gratitude for his mercy towards us through Jesus Christ. Let's go into Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in his Maker. Let the sons of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with timbrel and lyre. In other words, praise God with enthusiasm and with all your heart. Let your praise be spontaneous. Celebrate God. And someone says, yes, yes. We must have a seminar on worship. You do, and you blow it. Fresh, enthusiastic worship of God cannot be taught. It cannot be choreographed. You think about the love Christ showed you on the cross. You let that become real, and you celebrate God from your heart as a result. 4. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their couches. And there it is. See, the reason we rejoice in God and the reason we care about him so much is because he suffered so much to provide salvation from hell for us. When a person understands the horrors of hell and then understands that Jesus made a way for us to escape that place, you have to feel good about God. 6. Let the high praises of God be in their throats, and a two-edged sword in their hands, to wreak vengeance on the nations and chastisement on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. God's will for Israel was for her to defeat God's enemies on earth. His purpose was to establish a righteous nation which would honor God as its almighty king. And so in those days, those Old Testament days, Israel expressed her love for God by destroying those who lived in gross immorality, idolatry, and wouldn't repent. That's how Israel expressed their love for God. Today, God's people express their love for God by having faith in Jesus and living holy out of appreciation for the cross. Psalm 150, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise God in the house of God, in other words. And praise him when you get to heaven, too. And if you enjoy worshiping God and honoring God on earth, You're going to love heaven. Verse 2. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. In other words, praise God for His character. He is great in every way, perfect in every way. And praise Him for His works. In other words, His power. The things He has made and the things He does are for our good. They are for our enjoyment. And they are for His glory. God's character is perfect, and His power is perfect, and that is why and how He can give us all good things to enjoy. He gives us all good things to enjoy because He is good. He gives us all good things to enjoy because He is able to do it. He is all-powerful. Two good reasons to praise God. Three. Praise Him with the trumpet sound. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with timbrel and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Every now and then, at Brewer games down in Milwaukee, you go to Miller Park, they have the huge video screen in center field, and every now and then you look out there and it'll say, make some noise. And so people get a little crazy. For the Brewers. And nobody thinks anything of it. That's just perfectly normal. You know, that's one way of showing that you're a fan. You make a little noise. Sometimes a lot of noise. And here God is saying, think about Me and make some noise. In other words, show Me and everyone else that you're a fan. Six. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Someone says, that's not me. That's not me. I'm not going to praise the Lord. He's not telling me to praise the Lord. Well, if you have breath, then it's you. And you know what? Some people are more vocal than others when it comes to their style of praise. But it doesn't matter how we praise and how we thank God, as long as we do it. And as long as we do it with sincerity. And amen to the book of Psalms. Next time, the book of Proverbs. Until then, so long, everyone.